Aviga Yerushalmi, corresponding to Chagiga Bavli, Daf Vov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, 15 lines up from the foot of the page. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, Mikra Echad Ein Doshim. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, said that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel expound the same posseg. Beis Shammai oimim, kos of Echad oime, Zechurcha, because of Ache oime, Vagolim. Tol ben time es shu yochal yokoivak seifoi shal aviv. Hashem may say that one pasuk says it's a chorcha, which connotes even children, and one pasuk says regalim, which connotes only one who can walk. And you can mediate between them and say that one who can ride on his father's shoulder is obligated. Afilah katan yochal yokoiv. The gemara for even an infant child can ride. If you say no ela es shu royek seifoi shal aviv umafsia. Rather, it's one who sees his father's shoulder and steps towards him, so his father will carry him. Found that one pasuk says the chucha and one pasuk says the regalim. Mediate between them and say that one who can hold his father's hand and ascend is obligated. Regarding Taurus, you say that one who can hold his father's hand and walk, regarding a Suffolk, is like a same person who is stringent about Suffolk Tumet, which is a Yochid, when Yeshbeg Das Lishol means a person with understanding was present. If he can walk only when his father holds his hand, regarding a Suffolk, he's like a Cheresh, means if no one of this maturity was there, the Suffolk is Taha. From Hacha, in kach or kach, chayev. However, here, in both cases, even when he can walk only when his father holds his hand, he's obligated. Rabun Bar Chia asked Rizera, where was Ruiyas Ponim? Where does one need to go to be seen? Is it Har Bayis, which is the Temple Mount, or in the Azor, which is the Temple Courtyard? Amalei Nishminu Nador, Atomei Poto Minaviya Dhsiv Ovosa Shama Levisa Levisim Shama Vin Tomei Mes Nichlasa Bayis Hada Omma Bazoa Aymarim Ponim. They were answered that we learn from the following. A Tomei Mes is exempt from Viya, because it says and you will come there and you will bring there is a Tomei Mes forbidden to enter our bayis. And that's not true. So rather, this shows that we yes ponim is in the Azor. Heichan at moided men achima by men habatu. The child has to be able to ride on his father's shoulder or hold his father's hand and walk from Yerushalayim to Har Bayis. From where do you measure? From the wall of Yerushalayim or from the houses outside the wall? Tani Shmuel min ashiluach shiluach hay ba'em zamedina. And Shmuel answers from Abaisa, it's not like either of these, but rather from the Shiluach River. Shiloh was in the middle of Yerushalayim. Rabun Bachir bar koyim b'vizeira, ma'o l'shalech hagigosei b'yad achel. Rabun Bachir asked b'vizeira, one who did not yet enter the Azorah, can he send his hagigah with someone else? Malay, nishmeinu me'ador, mo'ke shchin, or follow the sin, v'turim me'le'i'ya, d'chsiv v'vasa shama v'v'isim shama, atame potam me'le'i'ya, d'chsiv, v'voi kol yisrael le'oi sugei me'a, Avoy lavoy im chal yisol, mevi v'she'enoi, voy lavoy im chal yisol, ena mevi. Zero answer from the baisa. We learn from the following baisa, lepers and people with mouth odor are exempt from the ear because it says, and you will come there and you'll bring there, and it's not honorable that they enter the mikdash. Tommy is exempt from the ear because it says, when all of yisol come to be seen, one is supposed to come to there with all yisol, bring the korban, but one is not supposed to come with all of his soul, lest he be metam with them, he does not bring. Yishlach chagigos v'yad acher, well, the Gemara asks, granted that Yipsukim exempt from Me'ir, but he should send his chagigah with someone else. Amar Yosi zosemes she'ena meshaleh chagigos v'yad acher. Yosi answers, and this shows, he does not send his chagigah with someone else. Yishamayin boy, Aichelos, make his sin with all for sin. Keturin mino ear dechsiv v'va kol yisrael le'ra'is atamei potem mino ear dechsiv v'vasa shama v'evisam shama. Shammai objected that the Baisa should say the opposite. lepers and people with malchut are exempt from Re'iyah because it says when all of Yisrael come to see, and they're not supposed to come with all of Yisrael, lest they infect them, or because others cannot bear the odor. The tummy is exempt from Re'iyah because it says, and you will come there, and you will bring there, and you may not enter the mikdash. Chazal Bishamai, Omar, Mekeshchin, Uporfusin, Arapi, She'en, Ru'im, Lavei, Kem, Kol Yisrael, Ru'im, Hem, Lavei, Bifnei Atzman. Atomi, She'en, Ru'i, Lo'i, Bifnei Atzman, Ru'i, Kem, Kol Yisrael. And the Bishamai retracted, he said, because lepers and people with mouth odor, even though they're not proper to come together with all of Yisrael, but they're proper to come by themselves. So we can exclude them only from the Ru'i, Kol Yisrael. The Tami is not proper to come by himself and not with all of Yisrael, and we can exclude him from either prophet. Ifrish Chagigosai, Umeis, Hayoshim, Moshe, Aviyoisa. If one separated his Korban Chagigo, or in fact his Oyla Su'iya, and died, do his heirs bring it? Vila Amal, Yira, Yiraya, Yira, Haroi, Lovoi, Mevi, Shainuroi, Lovoi, Ena Mevi. Vila answered that we learn from Yira, Yiraya, the one who is proper to come and be seen, he brings a korban, one who is not proper to come, does not bring a korban. And Rabbi Zeru, Kehai, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonasan, Tavayan, Amrin, Or b'chor b'necha tifteh, afilu la'acha misa, b'chor lo yiru p'nai v'kam, afilu la'acha misa. They will answer that we can learn from Yochanan and Yonasan, both of them say, every firstborn of your children you shall redeem. If a b'chor lives 30 days, even after death, his father must redeem him, and also here, and they will not see my face empty-handed, applies even after death, meaning these are in the same passage, so we can equate them. Amar Rabbi Abba Mamo Machlekes Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Mamo says that Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan disagreed about a case in which one did not separate. B'tanin and Taman Ha'isha She'viya Chafasa U'Mesa Yaviu Hayoshim Olasa Olasa U'Mesa Yaviu Hayoshim Chafasa. Mishnah says if a woman brought her chatas for giving birth and died, her heirs bring her oila. If she brought her oila and died, her heirs do not bring her chatas. Shmuel said that if she separated her oila before she died, then they offer it. And Yochanan says it's even if she did not separate it. Not in Kaimen, what's the case? Im b'sheyoshu hakarka ba'adam b'shmuel mufreshes. If her heirs inherited land, would Shmuel say that it's only if she separated? Im b'sheyoshu mitalpilin b'hadol b'yochanan omar afilu eina mufreshes. And if her heirs inherited only movable objects, would Rabbi Yochanan say, even if she did not separate? None of them have been at home. Yoshu Kauka, Abdata Vishmur, Litova, I should say, Tovim, or the Mashken, Ein Mashkenin, Abdata Vishmur, after Mashken and Mashkenin. Yeah, so when they argue, the case is that she did not separate, just if they inherited land, Shmur holds that we demand that they bring her oil, but we don't take a security for it, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that we even take a security. Yoshim et Altalim, Abdata Yob Yochanan, Yitvaya, Tevim, and Amashken, Ein Amashkenin, Abdata Dishmol, after Tvaya, Ein Tevim. If they inherited Metaltalim, movable objects, Yochanan holds that we demand, but we don't take the security, which Shmuel holds we don't even demand. We come now to the second Mishnah, Alach HaBeis, Beishama Eimrim, Hawi'iyah, Shtei Kesev, Vachagiga, Ma'a Kesev. Beishama say that the Oila Su'iyah, the Oila brought as a problem Ma'iyah, must be worth at least 2 ma'is kesev. And the chagigah must be worth at least a ma' of kesev, which is a sixth of a dinar. Beithil alaymen, ha'u'iyah, ma' kesev, ha'chagigah, ch'tei kesev. Beithil say that the u'iyah must be worth a ma' kesev, and the chagigah, 2 kesev. The Gemara says, v'u'iyah, oilais, v'chagigah, shlomim, v'shem la'imim, marbin, v'oilais, v'matim, v'shlomim, v'ithil alaymen, matim, oilais, v'marbin, v'shlomim. Gemara says that Re'iyah is Oilos and the Chagigah is Shlomim. They shall may say we increase, we spend more for Oilos and decrease for Shlomim. They still says we decrease for Oilos and increase Shlomim. They tanchem by Eloi, b'shem of Yosi ben Hanina. They shall may yalfalam mikol bonos ha'adferes. They still yalfalam mikol bonos ha'nasim. Tanchem by Eloi, quoting of Yosi ben Hanina, says that they shall may learn from the kabbonos of Shavuos means the Sibur brings 10 oilos with the Shtei HaLechem, the two breads, and only two Shlamim. We still learn from the Kavanos of the Nasiim that there were 36 oilos and 204 Shlamim. Some will be Silla Veshamai, the Mutav Lamed, Lilmad Korban Yochid, Mikorban Yochid, or Lilmad Korban Yochid, Mikorban Sibur. The Silla said to Veshamai, isn't it better to learn a Korban Yochid, meaning we eat a Chidigah from a Korban Yochid, which is the Nasiim, and not learn a Korban Yochid from a Korban Sibur, which is the Korban of Shuas? Beshamai say, isn't it better to learn something that applies for all generations, meaning Re'i and Hagiga, and something that applies for all generations, meaning Shuas, and not learn a Korban that applies for all generations from a Korban Nasiim, which does not apply for all generations? Tani Yeshbu Re'iya Vashem Behagiga, Hagiga Vashem Be'i'iya. The Baisa says there's an aspect of Re'iya that does not apply to Hagiga, and an aspect of Hagiga that does not apply to Re'iya. Now, Re'iya, Kula L'Gvoya, Masha Enkim B'Hagiga, Hagiga Nehegas Lefmei Adibo, Al'acha Adibo, Masha Enkim B'Re'iya. Re'iya is totally burned to Hashem, which does not apply to Hagiga, and Hagiga applied before Matan Torah and after, which is not true for Re'iya. Hagiga Nehegas Lefmei Adibo, did Hagiga apply before Matan Torah? Lefoin Chagiga Nehegas Lefnei Adibo Shalachas Ami V'yachoygu Li B'midbar. We find the expression of Chagiga applied before Matan Torah, as the Pasuk says in Shmois, in Perkei Pasuk Aleph, send out my nation, and they will, V'yachoygu, they will celebrate with Chagiga, meaning, in the wilderness. V'yachimcha Mashi'en Kein V'shneihem Shasimcha Nehegas Ben B'dorashu Mishalai Ben B'dorashu Mishal Achirim Ben Badava Shadakal Lachain, Ben Badava Shain Dakal Lachain. The Vaisa says there's an aspect of Shalmei Simcha that does not apply to both Re'iya and Chagiga. Simcha applies both to a Korban of his and others, Korban, as one can fulfill Mitzvah Simcha through eating another person's Korban. But for something that is Dakoi for this, meaning Shchita was the Shem Simcha, but there's not Dakoi for this. And these means Re'iya and Chagiga apply only to his Korban and only if Da'akoi for this, which means Shchita, was the same Re'iya or Chagiga. Vesey asked, why don't we say that anyone obligated in Re'iya is obligated in Simcha, but there are people obligated in Simcha who are not obligated in Re'iya? Women are obligated in Simcha and not obligated in Re'iya. Yeshua doesn't answer the question. Yeshua ben Levi omar v'samachta afilu v'makilon. Yeshua ben Levi says that v'samachta, one who can't eat kodim, meaning such as nowadays, or a tommy who, or one who didn't come to Yerushalayim, fulfills Simcha even through meat bought in the market, even though Shchita was not the same Simcha. Rav says it says here Simcha and it says V'samachta v'chagecha, and it says later the word Simcha, it says V'zavachta shlamim v'achalta sham v'samachta. So just like the Simcha said there is shlamim, also over here it's shlamim, meaning that the Rav holds that if one cannot eat shlamim, there's no Torah mitzvah of Simcha. Whereas the Yeshua ben Levi holds that the primary mitzvah of Simcha is through Shlamim when it's possible. The Chuna achal pashat kol sheva. The Chuna ate meat worth a pashat, which is a small coin, all 7 days of the festival, like the Yeshua ben Levi. Chum did not say kashir or Simcha.